Patreon bonus podcast. Still haven't found my tripod, so my camera angle's still wonky as balls. I hate that. At least want to get Darla in the shot. I figured I'd start the show by calling the Barking Boutique. As far as what I understand, the guy who owns the Barking Boutique is David Bulkus. If you were not listening to or watching the free podcast, I was connecting the dots in my brain, first reporting on a story about how a Republican candidate for the Kent County Commission was arrested in June with a group of others at a local park for felony sexual acts, public indecency. Now, felony charges. That sounds to me like there might have been like a dick out or two. Maybe some dick play going on. I mean, I don't know how it is when it comes to indecency. What is decent? Well, what is felony indecency and what is misdemeanor indecency? If I'm taking a leak, that to me is misdemeanor indecency. But if there's actual dick play involved, that could be felony. I mean, I don't know. I'm only speculating. Well, as you know, I like to just throw in calls to people. Thank God WZZM pointed out that David Bulkus runs a pet shop. And that, I went, huh? Wait a minute. I looked it up. And sure enough, I do recognize David Bulkus. He runs, I've interacted with this guy in the past. Maureen writes, ha! What's that saying? Sun's out, dick's out. So, you know, if I didn't hold up my end of the bargain and stay true to what you love about my show, if I wanted to not stay true to those things, then I wouldn't blow a call in to the Barking Boutique. But I would be letting you down if I did not do that. I mean, we have an expectation. I have an expectation for myself, and you have an expectation as to what's going on here. So what I do, so I would be, I'd be breaking that expectation or that trust if I didn't, you know, *67. I'll do that though. I don't want, cause that's still a thing. Now, I got to let whoever knows picks up the phone that they're on live. So you're not going to hear their voice until they agree to let me talk to them on this platform. I could get sued for that. And they're local. So, I mean, I think they might know who I am. Hello there, this is Eric Zane on the Eric Zane Show podcast. Is that okay if I talk to you?
Can I ask what you were calling for?
I was calling to talk to David Bulkus.
So David Bulkus is just the owner. He's not usually in store, but I can pass a message along.
Oh, okay. It's Bulkus, not Bulkus.
Okay, good. I guess I was saying it wrong. Bulkus.
Yeah, so he's actually not there?
No, never, usually.
Okay.
It's a very rare occasion.
Okay. Yeah, I don't want to give my number out live on my own podcast, but I'll call after I get done with the show and leave a message. How does that sound?
All right, thank you so much.
Okay, thank you.
Bye.
Bye.
Now, I know you couldn't hear her, maybe a little in the background, because I didn't have her mic on. I didn't. You know, technically, you can't have anybody on unless they agree to be on. And she didn't agree to be on. So I wanted to play it by the book there. So he just owns the place, Bulkus. Part of me wanted to say, okay, look, so what do you think about, and then try to make it awkward. But again, it all boils down to, is she allowing me to have her on the podcast? You see, that's 54 years. Okay, that is wise activity. That is podcasting with wisdom. I will try to get a hold of that guy through Facebook. Bulks. David Bulks. I thought it was Bulkus. I want to share something with you that I saw Jon Stewart do. The whole piece, I retweeted it on X, or re-X'd it, whatever you say. But I'll share it in the show notes of this podcast. It's about a 15, 16 minute piece, monologue about Joe Biden and his current state of mind. It's written here, Stewart perfectly cuts through all the bullshit of people trying to pretend that it's somehow undemocratic to even talk about Joe Biden's current state. That's so true. Let's take a look at this. It's really funny and it's well done. I love Jon Stewart.
I can. I'm staying in the race. Yeah! I'll beat Donald Trump. I will beat him again in 2020.
I gotta tell you. Somehow, confusion with confidence is even more unsettling. Or when the president sat down with George Stephanopoulos to prove once and for all how cogent he is and to film a bronzer ad. Orange man good? None of this was reassuring. And we're told that the threat of Trump is so great and the stakes are so high that even bringing up these absolutely legitimate concerns about the president's ability to do the most vigorous job in the world for the next 4 years is enabling fascism. Yet even the president doesn't seem particularly alarmed.
If you stay in and Trump is elected and everything you're warning about comes to pass, how will you feel in January?
I feel as long as I gave it my all and I did the goodest job as I know I can do. That's what this is about.
That's not what this is about! There are no participation trophies in endgame democracy. Oh, yes. I remember FDR saying, well, if the Nazis take over Europe, at least both teams had fun. And it's really troubling as this new information has been introduced.
Parkinson.
We just learned about this, and now we're all being told, well, you should have thought of that before you knew it.
We can't go against the will of the voters. Democrats who voted in all 50 states in the primary, that is who they want to be their nominee.
He's the nominee because millions and millions of people voted for him to be our nominee.
And he will be our nominee. End of story.
There was no real primary. Biden ran against Dean Phillips. That's not even a real person.
Okay. The FDR thing killed me. At least both teams gave it their all. Oh, my God. Jeremy says, I wish Jon Stewart was running. Kenny says, me too, Jeremy. Sarah says, too bad his memory isn't as good as how his skin looks. He's glowing. Yeah, he looked good. He's fucked up, though. Fuck that shit. All right. The whole thing is about a 15-minute piece, and it is fucking great. You gotta watch this. All right. A holistic health worker. I'm sorry. Holistic sex worker. I help people with disabilities, mental illnesses, experience intimacy. New York Post article, meet the holistic sex worker who quit her job as a sales exec, now helps people with disabilities and mental health issues experience intimacy. Charlie Stevenson, 41, has worked in the sex industry for 5 years and specializes in seeing people with trauma and disabilities. This sounds like the worst job ever. She has clients. You know how many, because, you know, some guy who's, let's say his elevator doesn't go all the way to the top, maybe shits in his hand. His dick is going to smell like fucking, oh, God, rotting cabbage. She has clients who have been able to develop connections of physical relationships and charges $154 per hour session. That's her. Now, when this article started, I thought that this was her, this chick. She's a prison guard turned sex worker. If this chick was charging $154, I was like, holy fuck, I'm going to sign up. I'm going to act like I'm retarded. From sensory massages and naked cuddles, an occasional full service, Charlie says it's a chance for people to be themselves. Charlie's clients have varied from war veterans to people with mental and physical disabilities and those suffering from mental health related illnesses. She has seen people who have never been touched before and says people have cried into her arms for an hour. Charlie says she finds everybody beautiful when working as a holistic sex worker. Okay, right away, I'm thinking about, let me see if your comments are lining up with my thoughts, because I'm thinking NFK. There, Kenny was all over it. Maybe someone could service, oh my God. Maureen says, also known as a hooker. Yeah, you could probably get away with a $10 hand job from some crack whore on the street. But still, $154 isn't bad. All right. She has seen people who have never been touched before. She finds everybody beautiful. She's from South Yorkshire. Is that the U.S.? I don't think it is. That's a British thing, right? It doesn't matter. Why am I worried about where she's from? I have a massive passion for helping people who don't have access to standard physical and emotional relationships. I see people who have maybe physical disabilities are unable to connect with people in their local area. I can just imagine if she's going down on a guy who's like, you know, I looked over my shoulder to make sure he wasn't there. Maybe his ding dong has a layer of filth on it, similar to what I'm sure the NFKs is like. And maybe like she's going down on him and a piece of Fremunda busts off. And then she like barfs right on the guy's joint. They come to me and I offer sensual touch, holistic touch. I offer a sensory massage, which is very therapeutic. Gives people a chance to take off their baggage. She is in the UK. She's been banned from the US due to crimes of moral turpitude. That's nonsense. I mean, you can buy hookers in the US. One time she got into the U.S. and they said, all right, and then they like sent her back. I was body searched, had my passport removed, couldn't touch any of my belongings. I was devastated. I couldn't believe it. Yeah, she should be honored, frankly. I mean, nobody wants the job that she has. So as long as I keep doing my job, I'm banned. She eventually managed to get a specialist lawyer from the Sex Workers Project in the U.S. to take her case pro bono. I think what she wants to do, I don't think she, there's so many deviants who don't have sex because they're too trollish in the U.S. I mean, my God. She can just go and bang on the doors of all the former Zaniacs and probably make hundreds of thousands of dollars on those filthy scum. Can you imagine the smell on some of those dicks? All right. Holistic sex worker. It's very strange. A guy was visiting Kings Island. I talked to you about this in the free podcast. Kings Island, one of those roller coaster heaven places. And the idiot in question of Wilmington, Delaware, he went on some ride and he was convinced later on in the day that the whereabouts of his keys were where the roller coaster was that he was on. So he climbed the fence where it said no admittance. And the fucking idiot is like army crawling on the grass looking for the keys. All right. Now, if you army crawl in, you definitely want to army crawl out. Now, this is a roller coaster that is powered by an upper track. So all of the, I guess, where the people are suspended and they're hanging down and their feet are hanging down, whatever. And then it will fly right over where this guy is. So he's army crawling and there's every couple of whatever, handful of seconds, the thing goes right over him. His name is Antonaro Nelson, 38 years old at the time of his death. He found the fucking keys and then the idiot fucking forgot that he crawled in and he stood up and the people in the front, they hit him at 70 miles an hour. The fucking thing hit him and he went fucking flying and pieces were flying off him. I mean, if you're in the front of that thing and you get hit and you hit the guy, you remember that scene when Fabio was on the roller coaster and a goddamn goose hit him right in the face and it completely broke his nose and a goose is splattered on him? It was fucking horrible. This makes that look like a walk in the park. You've got a guy on you, a splattered dude. He wasn't dead right away, but definitely shit was flying off of him. Traumatic injury. Police said the victim was attempting to get the keys. He did get the keys, but he's now dead. If he'd have just army crawled out, he would have been alive. But I can see that, though. You get out there and you find something as important as your keys. You're like, fuck yes. That's the best feeling in the world when something that's missing and, you know, your whole universe is fucked up. Like when you lose your phone or your key or your wallet. Those are the big three. Phone, keys, wallet. He may be an idiot, but I would have done the same thing. I would have done that. I think I would go after my keys. I'm that dumb. When the guy went back to say, I got to get my keys before he got killed, they said, you got to wait till the park closes. A short time later, the guy who pushes, because you're at the front, and you know, you're like, all right, you're all secured. Here we go. enjoy the Raptor, whatever the fuck, and you hit the button and it takes off like a bat out of hell. And then 45 seconds are, welcome back. Hope you enjoyed the Raptor and enjoy your time here at Kings Island. Well, that guy was in that area, that staging area. And the car is coming in that just killed that dude. And there's shit, there's body parts all over the fucking place. Looks like the inside of JFK's limo. And oh my God. The ride operator said all the riders were incredibly upset. They were like, we hit something, we hit something, we hit something, the employee recalled. They picked up the pieces of the guy, and he wasn't quite dead yet. He was like that knight. Did you ever see that Monty Python and the Holy Grail when the guy keeps cutting off limbs of that knight? He was like that. They gathered up his shit and, like, got him the fuck out of there. And he lived for a couple of days with, like, no arms and legs. But he then died. It's not called the Raptor. It's called the Banshee. Yeah, if I'm... there's a big macabre curiosity to this. Morbidness. You know, I would want to go on that ride. Just to see if I can find, like, maybe a chunk of brain to say that you rode the Banshee that killed that dude. I don't know. There's a weird side to me. Now we're getting various Monty Python references. Knights of Knee, 'Tis But a Scratch. Kenny says you'd think it would have messed up those people's hanging feet or something, too. Yeah, well, I don't know, because there's a lot of structure that's part of the seat. So they could have locked, avoided that somehow. Or maybe it was just a glancing blow and then the actual mechanism of the car fucked him up. But, you know, good thing that it didn't. Jeremy says whoever rode with him will be happy they won't have to Uber home. My God. Jen is here. She writes, imagine the blood spatter. And then she adds, my kid threw up blood last week and it went everywhere. Oh my God, that sounds incredibly serious. She says she is now post-tonsillectomy issue. Apparently Doritos are bad even after 2 weeks. She did need 2 pints of blood and 2 nights in the pediatric care unit. God damn. Sorry to hear that. Yeah, you're right. You'd think that a Dorito that much damage? Or did it maybe cause an infection or something? I don't know. Ugh. So she must have been like internally bleeding into her belly. And then that made her sick. She threw up the blood. And then they're like, okay, you're bleeding. She could have bled out. God. Kenny says, you should call and pretend to be the maintenance guy at Kings Island. Oh, that's a great, great call. Kings Island phone call. So I have a feeling I'm going to get like a lot of prompters. So 513-754. 5,700. Good suggestion.
Thank you for calling Kings Island.
Right here.
Thank you for calling Kings Island. This is Dan. How can I help you?
Oh, hey, Dan. Sorry. This is Robert in maintenance. I don't know how I got connected to you.
Okay. What can we help you with?
Yeah, I'm trying to figure out what the schedule is on getting this Banshee car cleaned. I've got a work order about getting some work done on the Banshee. There was
okay.
A,
let me transfer you over to HR. They would be the best ones to be able to get you in contact.
No. I mean, I'm here. I'm just trying to get some direction because it's a typo, I'm sure, but it says something about brain removal.
Okay. Are you trying to find your way into the park or? Are you in the park?
Oh yeah, I'm in the park. I'm in the park. We had a crew pull the Banshee off, and they put different cars on, so the ride's still operational. But the cars that I guess there was a horrible accident, and I have to do some type of cleaning on it and restoration. There's all sorts of gore and nonsense, and I don't even know if this is true. If this is someone's playing a joke on me.
Okay, and let me see if I can find out more for you. What's your name?
Robert.
You're Robert, and who are you with?
Hinson Cleaning.
Gibson Cleaning?
Yes.
Gibson Cleaning, and it is for a car on the Banshee.
Well, yeah, have you heard about this? Is there something going on that I don't know of?
I'm aware of the incident. I just wasn't aware of... any cleaning service that had been ordered. Is this our customer service line that deals with ticketing and guest relations?
So yes, yes.
I'm not sure what's going on with that, but I can definitely look into that for you and try to see what's going on.
So wait a minute. Is this a real thing, or is this somebody just using metaphors about how dirty it is?
No, there was an incident on the Banshee recently where... I mean, it's in the news. You could look up Kings Island News incident where a train struck a guest that had went into a restricted area.
Jesus!
Yes. So I'm not sure if this is something that was ordered or somebody's pulling a joke on you.
Okay. No, I'm guessing it's real then. It says because it's sensitive info, but it says brain removal, that there's actually dried brain on it.
Okay, let me put you on hold real quick, and I'm going to see what I can find out for you.
Okay, I appreciate that.
Yep.
Star Wars. Kenny says, if he finds out with 100% certainty that this is a prank, would you possibly own up to it? Laugh and say, yeah, man, I'm just screwing with you. It's a good idea.
Robert, are you still there?
Yeah, man.
So I reached out to our park safety team, and that was never ordered. So unfortunately, it does sound like somebody pranked you.
All right. Hey, this is Jimmy Kimmel. I'm pranking you, too.
Oh, okay. Lovely. Have a good day, sir.
Okay, thanks. I don't think he got a good laugh out of it. I should have just said, oh my God. All right. Well, that puts the end on that. I don't think he was very appreciative of that. Oh, fuck. Lovely. That would be a good drop. Lovely. Kenny says, no, he just wasted 5 minutes of his time, LOL. Nobody ordered the brain cleanup. All right, this happened. I don't know if I want to call Death Valley, but one of you was right. I think it was Chris K. They set a record the other day in Death Valley of 128 degrees. If it's 80, it's sweltering. Imagine it being 48 degrees hotter than 80. It was a motorcycle crew. A bunch of losers wearing their stupid costumes decided, hey, let's go ride through Death Valley. And then they're like doing their thing, annoying people with their loud pipes. They're wearing all their stupid costumes that are hot as hell. And they're like, hey, where's Leon? I don't know. Hey, that's him in the road. He just keeled over and died. The previous record of 127 was shattered by a degree. Previous record was 2007. It was so hot that they couldn't even fly in a helicopter to get him to a level one trauma center. He just basically cooked like an egg on the goddamn asphalt. He just slowed down, fell over, and died. It's so hot, the helicopters won't work. I don't know why that is, but I guess the air is fucking... You can't fly when it's over 120. I don't even know why anybody would do anything out of doors when it's 128 degrees. I mean, I would be more likely to go outside when it's 50 below than I would if it's 128. I think I'd have a better chance of living at minus 50 than I would at plus 128. Because you can always put on more shit to stay warm. But outside of just being totally nude, you just can't cool down. As I understand it, when the when you have that high of a temperature with making the heat index to a certain level, it's not physically possible for your body to cool down. What that means is if you are outside, it's a ticking clock. If it gets to a certain point, more than likely you're going to just pass out and die. Are you kidding me? How can somebody be so stupid? I mean, when I put my oven on warm, it's not 128 degrees. Park Superintendent Mike Reynolds says high heat can pose real threats to your health. I can't believe he would even bother to say that. I think he needs to say something like, only a dumb fuck would even venture outside in Death Valley. Okay? If they were so concerned, they wouldn't have made this a national park. I don't know why they did that. Hey, let's take the hottest spot on the planet and make it a tourist destination. Why would you do that? You'd think that they'd make this like an off-limits zone, you know? It says, while this is a very exciting time to experience potential world record-setting temperatures in Death Valley. Exciting? I wouldn't be excited to go there. So that means that people wake up and go, oh man, it's going to be 128 today. I can't wait. We encourage visitors to choose their activities carefully, avoiding prolonged periods of time outside of an air-conditioned vehicle or building when temperatures are this high. I wouldn't even bother driving through there. You know? The risk is great that if something happens to your car, you're just dead. At least, like, if you're in a cold climate and your car breaks down, you can keep the car running and just, it's warm in the car. I don't understand people. To think that that part of the world, that there's actually people that live there. There are people that live in Death Valley. Not a lot, but there are people that live there. When it's like 90 here, my AC runs the whole day. Very expensive. You would think that they run AC from like, you know, March 1 to like November 31. And then December, January, February, it drops down to like 65. Truth be told, at night, in the various times of the year, it can get goddamn cold there. I'm so amazed by Death Valley that on my weather app, I even have Inyo County, California, as one of my locations so I can constantly monitor it. Because that's where it is, Inyo County, California. Right now it is 10:51 there. And it's 117 degrees. It'll be 117 degrees. Expected high today of another 128 by 5 p.m. Overnight low at 5 a.m., 6 a.m. of 95. Overnight low of 95. Ladies and gentlemen, it's my time. I got to go to a show with Christian Blatt. Who are these broadcasters? Have a good one. Till next time. Bye-bye. Hello? Hello? Hello, is this on? All right. Welcome in. Welcome in. Our beloved Kelly Cheese has jumped into the fray. We had the discussion on the free show about her being horribly underpaid. So there's been all sorts of talk, and that kind of perked the corndog queen's ears up. She writes this. Unfucking believable. Y'all just blindly believe everything you see on the internet. Not just pointing at this at you, original poster. She's talking about Tophus. But to whoever thinks they have any idea of my salary, that would be me. And anyone blindly bashing the others on the show because you choose to blindly believe whatever source this came from. I am choosing to blindly believe the source that told me that. I am choosing that, and I still believe it. Despite what she says, she continues. I like the fact that she jumped into the fray. Oh, no. Yeah, way to go, Tophus, you asshole. I'm paid by the media company that I work for and Free Beer and Hot Wings parent company. I don't know why she doesn't just say Compass in Town Square. I get two paychecks that more than match what I made in Atlanta. Okay, cool. I don't know what you made in Atlanta, but whatever. On top of that, I get paid every week for every commercial that you hear my voice on in every affiliate city. On a good sales year, I could live off of that money alone. On top of that, I've gotten multiple raises from Free Beer and Hot Wings, and I get bonuses from Free Beer and Hot Wings twice a year, too. They more than take care of me. As far as, quote, where did the salaries of former show members go? That's a question for the media company. Well, that's bullshit. You don't know what the fuck you're talking about. That's total bullshit. You know exactly what I'm talking about. If the primaries, Greg and Chris, had a third to divide it with, either Eric or Joe, and suddenly they don't have to divide it, you know where that goes? To their ex-wives. So you're fucking stupid. I get paid for what I do and the success of the show since I've been on it. Shut it down. Y'all are out here making yourselves look desperate for fake conversations around my life yet again, she says. Well, I tell you what, the person who told me that, I do believe, and I do trust. All right? That would be Ross, whose penis used to go inside of her. All right. He also told me lots of other things. Maybe for another day. All right. So I think she's shutting it down there. Kenny says, and you know, Freeber and Owings want to keep that third going to their exes. Chris says, did they announce the afternoon show you told us about? I have not seen that, and I sure hope they fucking do, because I'll be looking like a goddamn asshole if they don't. Ross told me that, and when he said it, he goes, run with this. This is happening. I'm like, okay, if you say so. By the way, I have to apologize because this is not going to be a long show. Because I've got a doctor's appointment. Because I'm an idiot. Jeremy says, our heroes have yet another game called Best Story Wins. I saw that. I can't wait to hear it. Okay. Well, anyway. Good that the corn dog queen got involved. Setting the record straight. According to her. I have no reason to doubt anybody involved in this. Perhaps the ex wasn't aware of all the shit that she just described. I mean, the way she made it sound, she's fucking worth hundreds of thousands, if not millions of dollars. Hello, friends. Your old pal Eric Zane with a word about ultra premium CBD gummies with real botanicals from my friends over at Secret Nature. This is like the best thing that's happened to me in a long time. I partnered with them. You can learn more at secretnature.com/Zane, and you'll also get a special deal there. But my gosh, during the daytime, I've got a daytime gummy that helps me stay focused, gives me steady lift. It's a fantastic, clean vibe within my system. Prior to Secret Nature, I found during the day that I was up and down, and I was like, what is happening to me? But ever since I started using the ultra premium CBD gummies with real botanicals from Secret Nature, those problems are in the past. And people say to me, EZ, when you're talking about this, what do you mean by a clean feeling? I'd say steady, balanced, not overpowering. I just get more done and feel better throughout the day. Probably because Secret Nature is organic, farm-grown, never lab-made. Ultra-premium CBD gummies with real botanicals. Nothing extra. The best in the business. Bliss is what I use during the day for clear focus and productive flow. I want to wind down? Snoozers. Unwind and rest at the end of the day. Consistent, measured CBD per gummy, so there's no guessing. Intentional formulations that feel clean and slot naturally into your routine. Now, this is where you try it. Get 30% off your first order at secretnature.com with code Zane. That's secretnature.com, code Zane. Try Bliss during the day, snoozers in the evening, and let me know how it goes. Again, 30% off your first order at secretnature.com with code Zane. secretnature.com, code Zane. Secret Nature. Hey, it's Eric Zane, and uncommongoods.com is a great place to shop for the holidays. I just picked up a Himalayan salt barbecue plank. It's a square, 8 inches by 8 inches, inch and a half thick, made of Himalayan salt. You put it on the grill and your veggies on top of the Himalayan salt barbecue plank. Oh my gosh, what a way to season the veggies with the Himalayan salt barbecue plank. Just one of the thousands of items for sale for everyone at uncommongoods.com. I love that when you're shopping for Christmas gifts at uncommongoods.com, you've got stuff for readers, for nerds, for travelers, for foodies, sports fans, for music lovers. Everything under the sun can be found at uncommongoods.com. The kids are like, Dad, what do you want for Christmas? And I go, well, just go to uncommongoods.com and find something that you know I'll like. And you can do the same thing. And I've got a special deal for you. Make this holiday the year you give something truly unforgettable. To get 15% off your next gift, go to uncommongoods.com/Zane. That's uncommongoods.com/Zane. You'll get 15% off. Don't miss out on this limited time offer. Uncommon Goods, we're all out of the ordinary.
Many supplements on the market are hard to absorb or packed with fillers. But that's not the case with Quiksilver Scientific. Quiksilver Scientific is a U.S.-based company that manufactures advanced liposomal supplements, making nutrients easier for your body to absorb and put to work quickly. Made in Colorado in an NSF GMP certified facility and rigorously tested, this is science-first supplementation. After adding ultravitamin into my routine, recovery feels faster and I don't hit that midday crash anymore. Trusted worldwide for supplements that truly make a difference in performance, resilience, and well-being. Quiksilver Scientific makes advanced liposomal supplements so you can actually feel the difference. Energy, focus, calm, recovery. Get 10% off plus free shipping at tryqs.com/podcast. That's tryqs.com/podcast. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Chris is here. He says, is this the pee-pee doc again? No, this is for my neck. This is the physical therapist, I should say. That's the appointment I have. By the way, Chris D., the story yesterday about the guy running for Kent County Commissioner getting arrested in the local park for gross sexual indecency, felony gross sexual indecency. And I said, that had to be like somebody was putting their dick in someone. There had to have been a dick in a butt or something going on. Chris, goddamn it, I cannot believe it took you this long to reveal this information. Chris goes running in and around that area where this all went down. And he said to me that on more than one occasion, he saw somebody getting his dick sucked by a dude in that park. It's a pickle park is what it is. That's incredible. What is going on with people? I mean, if it is that type of hangout place for anonymous gay sex or any type of sex, I don't care. At least take it to the car. The fuck is wrong with you? I mean, you could get in big trouble and then you're screwed. Rob writes, I choose to believe that Eric didn't lie to anyone's ears. I also choose to believe that Andrea Schaefer is Jessica Garrett with a Michigan accent. Well, they have a very similar body type. Let's see. Chris had so weird what you see there. Yeah, you can say that again, man. Come on. All right. I promise you I would tell you the story about how I think that, my ears are always always perking up all the time. Okay. Whenever there's something that I think is, I might overreact. I don't know, but and it might be nothing. But, yesterday on the radio on, Q100, I'm doing the morning show, and there was that great story about Elton John going into the shoe store in Nice, France, and saying, hey, I'm ready to buy some shoes, but before I do, can you tell me where the restroom is? And they go, oh, sorry, we don't have a public restroom. He goes, oh, okay, great. Hey, you. And he's got his security guy there. He goes, give me your water bottle. And the guy goes, okay. And then Elton whips out his dong and feeds his dick in and pees in the bottle, getting some of it on the floor. It was a ridiculous story. Now, of course, on the radio, I sanitized it. I didn't talk as frankly as I do when I do this. And I told that story. I get a text message from JC, the number two. I think he's the number one / number two. Is old rock star potty humor really what your show is going to highlight? Like right after I finished the story, he sent me a text. And I'm like, uh-oh. Here we go. Today is a day where there's a sponsor on the station named Wexford Jewelers. They sponsor the whole day's broadcast because during the day they play cover tunes, famous bands playing famous songs from other artists, cover tunes. And so their slogan at the jeweler is, we've got you covered. So Cover Wednesday is brought to you by Wexford Jewelers. So that's it. Nice little tie in there. And every Wednesday, I have Keith on, the owner, who picks out a cover tune he wants me to play. So today was that day, and he picked out a Velvet Revolver song doing Guns N' Roses' Patience. It was really good, by the way. And so then we have a quick chat about the song. I go, all right, Keith, what's your song selection today? It's Patience by Velvet Revolver. Oh, my God. You know, it's just they just did a phenomenal job. It was really, really great. And here's why I liked it, and blah, blah, blah. I go, oh, okay, cool. Well, all right, so what's going on at Wexford Jewelers that you're excited about? Well, today we've got a special. Bring your jewelry in, and we'll repair it for 30% off. Come on into Wexford Jewelers today. All right, Keith, sounds good. Thanks for joining us. Have a good one. Bye-bye. Play the song. That's it. It ends. It's been the same now every week since March 18th. That talking segment with Keith is going too long. Please shorten it up. Okay. So now I'm like, you know, this is difficult for me because I'm in the mindset of fuck this shit. Nothing is worth it that much. Clearly, I'm doing something. He's not liking what I'm doing. Okay? I really think he's not liking what I'm doing. And I think it's going to come to a point after a few more snarky texts where I'm going to say, hey, am I doing something wrong? I'm getting the feeling like you're not liking what's going on here. Have I done something that I need to be aware of? And I'll keep you posted. I will keep you posted. But if it goes down the road where I start getting this type of stress, fuck it. That's the beauty of this. Okay? It is not worth it. There's nothing worth it like that. Okay? Nothing. I hope not, because I like doing it. I enjoy it. I've said that from the jump. But the second I don't enjoy it because of that, time for me to go. Head out of the back door and down the street I go. All right. Thank you to Rebecca for sending me this story. We have teachers having sex with kids. Gordon County, Georgia. Two lady teachers. Of course it's ladies. I wouldn't be talking about if it was dudes. So I'd be just all grossed out. But you know how it is. The first thing you want to do when you see a story like this is you got to find out what the teachers look like, the female teachers. And first off, let's go over the particulars of this. It's an indictment. These are things that happened that these two got in trouble for happened a couple of years ago. The indictment alleges that sometime between October 29, 2021 and January 3rd, 2022, Rayleigh Greason had sex with two dudes and another teacher, same school, Brooklyn Schuler, had sex with one dude. Now, I don't know if it's all five in one big orgy or if these two knew each other and were doing it simultaneously, or one chick had sex with one of the two that the other two had sex with. But these women have just been indicted. And now I'll show you what they look like. Well, all right, there's got to be some mistake. And even if there is not a mistake, even if this is full-on pedophilia, We need to set these people free. This is so unbelievable. The male students were enrolled as students at the school that these two hot-ass teachers worked at. I think it was Tyler who said the severity of the punishment depends on the hotness of the offenders. And these two definitely qualify as hot. Even in mugshots, they look stunning. Not really my cup of tea, look way too young. But at the end of the day, I think Tyler and everyone in this room enjoying this show, listening on the chat or watching, would agree that these two chicks need to be free. If you're listening to the audio podcast, you must click on the link in the show notes to see this and decide for yourself. God damn. Can you imagine if you're the two or three dudes who had this happen to you? I mean, you can't tell me that those guys are like traumatized. The only way that they're acting like they're traumatized is because they realize how much money they could get upon suing the school if it comes to that. Now, I've said this before. This is 100% the fault of the school. You should never, ever, ever hire attractive women for school where the students are above fourth grade. Because hot teachers like this want to have sex with kids fourth grade and up. It's a fact. So don't hire hot chicks to work in schools. Because most of them, 99 to 99.5% of them, are pedophiles and sexual deviants. That's the only reason why they get into teaching. You want to put a parent at ease? Have a butt-fucking-ugly teacher. Fat, disgusting, and ugly. That's the only way to go. How would you feel if in your neighborhood, a bunch of young people would drive up to the nearest intersection, you know, traffic light, cross traffic going each way, and very quickly, 200 people gather around the intersection, and then people in these Tokyo Drift Racers start doing burnouts in the intersection while it goes red light, green light, red light. You know what I mean? The whole thing. And then for several light cycles. Basically, it looks like the Fast and the Furious. That's happening here in West Michigan. And people show up 2 a.m, they rip up the goddamn road. People call the cops. Cops show up an hour later. Everybody's gone by then. How the fuck are they not able to catch these people? Channel 13 did a story about it.
Loud crowds and cars drifting just inches from people watching. This past weekend, an illegal street takeover popped up on Grand Rapids West Side. Both police and neighbors have growing concerns. 13 on Your Side's Nathan Lee has the story.
You know, this is a virus that is affecting everyone in the car community.
Just feet from the Turnstiles Bar on Grand Rapids West Side, a street takeover took place. Sunday morning at 1 a.m., this video shows vehicles doing burnouts and donuts just inches from the crowd.
It's anarchy.
Rob Schellenberg, the assistant general manager of Turnstiles Bar, says this is the fifth takeover just outside of his bar to date, not only hurting his business, but the community he's helped build.
Some of the neighborhood associations think that we are, you know, we're allowing this to happen, which is not the case.
You should! You should stay open till 3 a.m. You could actually have a sign out front that says, welcome, street takeover patrons. Yeah, come on in. What the fuck are you doing?
At all.
Schellenberg says these street takeovers are not a part of the Grand Rapids car community. He says they're from outside groups, even out of state, causing mayhem on public property.
Who gives a fuck? They've got money. Get them into your club, you dumb shit.
Creating a much more dangerous situation than the one that the car community and his bar supports.
Those cars, even though they're going sideways, they're going 40, 50 miles an hour sideways. And you see it all the time on Instagram reels and everything, people getting run over.
Much to the delight of anyone who sees that. Yes, Of course we see that. That's half the fucking fun.
People getting hit by the back of the car.
Yes.
Violence, Grand Rapids Police Chief Eric Winstrom.
But something we
doesn't care about.
We take very seriously.
Says his department is no stranger to.
And oftentimes people have been seriously injured or killed. So we're fortunate that it didn't go worse than it did this weekend.
Winstrom said it's hard to police street takeovers as they pop up as quickly as they disperse, ticketing those illegally parked watching the event while looking for the groups who planned them in the first place.
Preventing violence is one of our primary goals, and addressing these street takeovers goes hand in hand with that, so we will be out looking for these groups.
Schellenberg says there are much safer legal ways to appreciate cars in Grand Rapids.
Yeah, boring.
Taking part.
Oh, yeah, that's great.
In more street.
If I had to choose between old white guy fucking boring car show and these people ripping up the street, I'm taking ripping up the street every time.
Structured events with much more attention.
I bet you're going to get a lot more likes doing that than spinning your car in a circle and almost killing somebody.
Oh, come on. That's a bunch of bullshit. Go wash your hair.
Nathan joins us now. On any arrests from yesterday's street takeover, Nathan?
No, Juliet. Winstrom told me that while his department responded to several calls for this event and others that night, there have been no arrests. But he did say that his department is working to continue to police these events in the future and look into who is organizing them. And we'll make sure to keep you updated if things.
That's a lie. They're not doing anything. And good. They shouldn't. If you're the chief, you just go, yeah, sure, we're going to go bust them. We're going to crack down and then just don't do anything. That's what you do. Holy shit. All right. On our previous story, Jeremy writes, pretty privilege is a real thing. The trade-off 100% should be no high school teachers. Should be no high school teaching for you. Yes. Wish.com Kurt Cobain is such a buzzkill. All right. Folks, sorry about the short show. I'm going to the docks. Talk to you later. Bye-bye. Hello, hello. Welcome in. Kenny writes, it's 12:23 p.m. here, and my now 12-year-old daughter is still asleep. I am so jealous of summer break. Yeah, I think when I was that age, that was a normal thing. Then there was the times when the mom, like in my case, my mom, she'd get fed up with me sleeping so late and demand that I wake up to like go pick up the dog shit or mow the lawn. Fucking A. Let's start with free beer is now spinning the Kelly Cheese ass cheek incident. He went to her Instagram and shared a picture of her thirst trap pick. Everybody talked about it. Today, I guess she called him out on it. I didn't hear that actual part of it. Greg said, now they've turned it into a bit. They're actually trying to make lemonade. He said, oh yeah, that was inadvertent. That was an accident. Like, who accidentally shares a pic? How is that even possible? I mean, don't you have to hit the share button and then again you have to hit post? I don't know. That seems fishy to me. He said that his wife said to him, hey, why did you share this? And then I guess the shit rolled downhill from there. And now he's taken that and they're like, all right, let's do this. Tomorrow when we play paired with an idiot, all right, after whoever loses has to recreate Kelly Cheese's thirst trap pick, dress up in a girly bathing suit between Greg, Chris, and Steve. It's like, wait a minute, why do they have to get involved? I don't understand that. That's stupid. How about skip the stupid game for once and just you have to do it? So, whatever. Pretty stupid. That show is an absolute train wreck. Appears to be getting worse. Speaking of train wreck, the president is speaking today at 6:30 p.m. This has potential to become an absolute horrible, horrible disaster. The story is billed as, can Biden quiet critics with Thursday's televised press conference? The idea that he has to go on there and be cogent, aware, sharp, is making or breaking the rest of his political life. If you have to go out and prove that you can formulate thoughts and sentences, you've already lost. If I ever get to a point where, you know, I've lost a step, lost my edge, slowly but surely fading away into the oblivion, I would expect someone to protect me if I didn't know when to quit. Because I wouldn't want to embarrass myself. This is so much more than that, though. This is the running of the country. Like with my dad, I'm like, is he embarrassing himself? Is this bad? Is this wrong? You know? And is he, and he's getting a lot of enjoyment out of it. So, you know, I weigh these things regularly. The fact that he has to go on TV to prove that he can carry out a thought is ridiculous. And that's a great unknown. He might be worse in this press conference than he was in the debate. I would say the odds are against him that he will sound as like brilliant as me. And everybody knows there's nothing more brilliant than me. I think I'm getting sharper. I really believe that. Can Biden quiet critics with Thursday's televised press conference? No. I don't think he can. This press conference is a regular run-of-the-mill thing that normally just the White House would televise. They would just stream it, you know? And then nobody would give a shit. But it's going to be everywhere. I'm not even sure why he's supposed to be doing it. I mean, what is the point? Only to test his how aware he is, or is he actually saying something? He'll be speaking from the Walter E. Washington Convention Center, a short distance from the White House, where many of the ongoing NATO summit are being held. Many of the events. Biden will be taking questions. Says, will Biden know the questions ahead of time? Aside from some apparent exceptions, like incidents in which two black radio hosts said Biden's campaign sent them planned questions ahead of time. It's not. Why does it say black radio hosts in that story? It's written as, aside from the apparent exceptions, like incidents in which two black radio hosts said Biden's campaign sent them planned questions ahead of time. Why is it written like that? What is the ethnicity of the black of the radio host have to do with anything? Look at two black radio. That's weird. It's not standard practice for the president to know precisely what will come up during interviews or news conferences. His aides prepare him for a host of possibilities based off the headlines of the day. So they might ask him, what do you think about that guy in Philly who nutted on that chick's leg? Um, And that doesn't really say a whole lot about the reasoning for this press conference. And while we're at it, the representative of the Michigan's third district, which is Kent County. And I've talked to you about how big and important Kent County is. This was the congressional district that John Gibbs ran for and lost to a Democrat for the first time in like 40 years. And the Democrat that beat him is a lawyer named Hillary Scolton, Democratic lawyer. She now has come out and said, it's time to pass the torch. Wow. A growing number of lawmakers are doing this. For the good of our democracy, she writes, I believe it is time for President Biden to step aside from the presidential race and allow a new leader to step up. A lot of these people who are in Congress or the Senate, they're not only concerned about Biden losing, but they're concerned about their own jobs because voters may not vote for various parties or members of the certain party depending on how the wind is blowing. And in Michigan right now, Joe Biden is trailing. And this is like one of the key states. So that could be a problem. So at this point, you're getting more and more people who are thinking, well, we're better with anyone other than Joe Biden. Now, does that mean Kamala Harris? Conventional wisdom would tell you such because of the conversations we've had on this show about donations. Scolton noted Biden's, quote, incredible legacy, but said it was time to look to the future. With the challenges facing our country in 2025 and beyond, it is essential that we have the strongest possible candidate leading the top of the ticket, not just to win, but to govern, she said. Joe Biden has been the leader for so long, been that leader for so long, but this is not about the past. It's about the future. It's time to pass the torch. No more rocking for you. Dio has rocked for a long, long time. But now it's time to pass the torch, and they will sing of wildebeest and blah, blah. He has ride on the wings of an angel demon. It's time to pass the torch. I got some of those words right. Ultimately, Scolton said the choice was Biden's. She says, I will respect his decision if he chooses to remain in the race. I will still vote for him as a clear and necessary alternative to Donald Trump, who would sow chaos and destruction if he were to return to the Oval Office, she said. I agree with her, and that is what I am doing. Another representative, Elissa Slotkin, another Democrat from Holly, Michigan. She's running for U.S. Senate, the open Senate seat. She is apparently concerned about what she says is Biden's poor showing in Michigan impacting her race. Right now, Biden is behind Trump in all of our polling, and the Senate race is in a dead heat. So that's what I'm talking about. Or will we today at 6:30 get him saying, I quit? I doubt that. I don't think it'll be that way. If he does quit, it'll just be an announcement. Because he probably will forget while he's there. I 100% believe that he's got some form of dementia, perhaps Parkinson's. I believe the White House is lying to us. Go figure about all the bullshit going on right now. And I think that the best thing to do would be to have for him to step down. I agree with that. My God, he's too far gone, you know? We are living at an incredible time right now. As Gretchen Whitmer said on Colbert last night, we are the swingiest of the swing states. Is that what she said? Oh, yeah, that's right. She's doing a book tour. I can't stand Colbert. He sucks. Ugh, that show is the worst. That's like something Amanda would like. Jeremy says, I don't want to hear any more of video unless it's I'm withdrawing. I can't even fucking read today. I'm withdrawing for the race. I endorse EZ for president. Jen says, yeah, it's just the end of the NATO conference, so you're right, it wouldn't normally be televised. She says, yeah, I was thinking those were tight races are the ones who are probably coming out and saying you should step down. Maureen says she loves Colbert. Ugh.
Yeah. Horrible.
All right. Very interesting time. Shelley Duvall has died. Some of you younger people won't know who that is. But she was in The Shining. She was also she's a very, very skilled actress. She had an interesting look. She was kind of like a very tall, slender. I shouldn't say that. I know she was tall. She was just kind of like, she was a perfect person to play Olive Oil back in the day. Gigantic eyes. She had these alarmingly large eyes. And kind of like this cute overbite. Chris says, worst overacting ever in The Shining. Well, they made films differently then. Shelley Duvall. Shelley Duvall. Just, you know. But what caught my eye, because she was in her early 70s when she's, I think, 70s something. And I'm not even sure specifically about what killed her. But she's fucked up. Well, she was. She's not fucked up right now. I don't think I've ever seen a person, as they aged, fall more apart. Like, physically. When I show you this, you're going to be like, nah. Right here. This is, that's the same girl, Shelley Duvall. That's Shelley Duvall. What the fuck? How does that even happen? She doesn't even resemble anything. Like, totally different person. Her teeth are all fucked up. I mean, holy shit. I've never seen a more startling transformation. I mean, I know what happened when you age. I mean, it happens. You look different, but my God. She looks like she's homeless. Holy fuck. All right, well, rest in peace. That's a hell of a eulogy by me. Chris says, see, she's still overdoing it. Yeah, I don't know. I don't want to look it up. I'm too lazy. She had to have been, like, massively on drugs, right? And there's no way your face changes that much unless you're a hardcore drug user. Son of a bitch. All right. The state of California has decided it's time. We are raising the minimum wage. California fast food workers have done it. They earn $20 per hour. Now, working at a restaurant, when I do, I honestly think that's about right. I don't begrudge anybody who made that decision. You know what? I got a raise, by the way. I make $18 an hour now at Bosco's. Isn't that incredible? To work on the radio in market number 65 or whatever the fuck Grand Rapids is, on a top five radio station. Big 101.3 is very, very popular. I'm the afternoon drive host. I did it for $12. $12 an hour is what they pay me. I've worked there for 3 years. 3 years now this week. Not one raise. $12 an hour. To make French fries at Bosco's, Doug gives me $18 an hour. That's unbelievable. So this guy's family owns a Wendy's location south of Los Angeles, and they are now cutting the hours of the employees. And so I don't know what they're doing, if they're like having more family members work for less or how they're doing it, because either way, you still got to have people earning $20 an hour working, right? I'm not really sure how this works, but the story goes that they, in response to the increase in wages that they have to pay because of this new California law that pays fast food workers from $16 an hour to $20 an hour. You see, I thought they were making less than that. They were making 16. Now they're making 20. Ballpark of, I mean, 16 bucks an hour, whatever. But, and it probably because it's California, it's so much more expensive to live. This family now only schedules 7 for each shift. They used to have many more people there. So they're just scheduling less people to do more work. That's how they're doing this. So the family owns the Wendy's, and this would cut immediately into their profit. And instead of them taking the loss, they now are just having less employees do more work. If it was however many that were there, now they have less than that. They have 7. We kind of just cut where we can. I schedule one less person, and then I come in for that time that I didn't schedule, and I work for that hour. Well, you got to do what you got to do. Yeah, I think that this is on the business. I know Rick from TC Paintball would probably freak out me saying that, but yeah, 20 bucks an hour for fast food, I think, anywhere is fair, in my opinion. I don't have a problem with that. I don't have a problem at all. It's not like they're going to get rich at 20 bucks an hour. I mean, let's do some easy math here. If they got 40 hours a week, which few of them do. That would be, and they worked every day of the year, Monday through Friday. That's $41,600 a year. That's nothing in Los Angeles. That's like making $10,000 in Los Angeles. Kind of shitty, not going to lie. All right. What the fuck else did I have? I swear to God, I had something more to talk about. That's a bad feeling. Okay, Shelley Duvall is dead. Yep, we had that. I could have swore I had something else to talk about. Josh sent me a text earlier today because he heard when Free Beer and Hot Wings... When Freeberg got busted by Kelly, and he, subject line, Kelly ass photo. She called him out around 8 a.m., he writes. I said, oh, yeah, was it playful or was she pissed? He said, playful, seemed kind of planned. They ended up doing a show bit over it, which is what I was telling you about. So, yeah, I know I'm going back to that, but that seems suspect to me. It seems to me like he's trying to, like, roll with it. Like, yeah, it was all an accident. I sure hope it was. Who am I kidding? I hope it wasn't, because I want that guy to fall on his fucking face, frankly. Let's see. What is $20 in California compared to Michigan? I'm not entirely sure. Kenny says it means they're always going to be shorthanded and everything will be slower now and more difficult on the ones who show up for work. F that. You're right. And you probably said that before I even revealed what the guy meant. They'll be expected to do more. Amy says also they probably cut the hours so they don't have to pay for insurance to the employees. I'm guessing, though. Yeah, wouldn't surprise me. Would not surprise me. Shelley Duvall. Linda says, Father Time was not kind to her. And drugs. I guess she was a junkie. Bob said that free beer indicated that if it wasn't brought up by, I think, Friday, he was going to mention it himself. I don't believe you. I don't believe that for a second. I love watching that train wreck of a show. Fantastic. All right, ladies and gentlemen, I am circling the drain. I apologize again, but I am going to cut this short right now. Thank you, as always, for being part of the Patreon bonus podcast. You have a great rest of your day. You're an awesome audience, and I will talk to you tomorrow.